It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Well, Connie Stemple has joined us at the table for today's lesson. Connie, welcome back.
Thank you. And here we are in Genesis 32, verses 22 to 32. And this is the account of Jacob wrestling with the Lord.
All right. Lesson 48. Here we go. Picking it up in verse 22. That same night he arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the people of Israel do not eat the sinew of the thigh that is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip on the sinew of the thigh.
Here we have an account of God interacting with Jacob and changing Jacob in a way that's going to be truly transformative for his life. We have Jacob on the edge of the promised land, ready to enter, and God calls him to be away by himself. He sends his family across the river. Jacob stays on the far side of this Jabbok River, and throughout the night, he wrestles, physically wrestles with a man whom he cannot see because it's dark. And remember, we know that Jacob is strong, mm-hmm. and so he's physically wrestling with this person. From the account and also from elsewhere in Scripture, we're going to understand that this is an angel of the Lord. And the way Jacob reacts to this person, by the end of the night, he realizes he's actually been wrestling with God.
Yes.
And what an account of this, of an incredible account of God dealing with a man and helping him understand more of who God is and who he is. Because we're going to go through a couple verses and look at it carefully. And it says, the man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, meaning God allowed Jacob to continue wrestling with him in his own strength, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. And truly, that is a very important joint. Mm-hmm. And if your hip is out of joint, you are unable to stand or walk. And even after it goes back in, it sounds like Jacob had a permanent injury from this. He limped the rest of his life. He had a permanent physical sign of this encounter with the Lord. And so God humbled Jacob and yeah. made him dependent upon him and taught him in a very real way. Jacob could not rely on his own strength or cleverness or self-sufficiency. He needed to rely on God. But we also see Jacob is learning this lesson because the man says to Jacob, "Let me go, for the day is broken." And Jacob says, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Mm-hmm. And so finally, Jacob is desiring God's blessing. He wants a right relationship with God. He wants to be reconciled with God. He wants things to be God's way. And so that's why he's holding on to this man. He's holding on to God. And then the man says to Jacob, "What is your name?" And Jacob is honest. He says, "My name is Jacob," which means he cheats.
Deceiver. Yes.
Exactly. I'm a sinner, basically. And the Lord says to him, "And you shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with man," because Israel means he strives with God. We know from Jacob's story, everything we've gone through thus in Genesis, that Jacob is somebody who's always in conflict with people, and he's working hard to manipulate and change and get his own way. And God says, "That's your nature." But truly, God is also saying throughout your life, what you've really been doing is struggling with me. Mm. Am I God, or are you going to have things your way?
Yeah.
And this is a defining moment in Jacob's life, because Jacob comes to understand he needs God and he wants God's way. Because then Jacob then asks this man who's been wrestling, he says, please tell me your name. He wants to know God more. He wants to know more of God's nature and character. And the man says, why is it you ask my name? And there he blessed him. And so God blessed Jacob, and Jacob calls the name of this place Penuel, meaning face of God, because he has seen God. He's been in his presence. He has wrestled, and he's asked for God's blessing, and God has been there with him and accepted him. And so he has been in God's presence. Mm. We know in Scripture that people didn't really see God's full-on glory, his face, and live. But again, remember, this was dark, and the man wanted to leave before daybreak. And so Jacob, I don't think, got a clear view of the face of God. But he really was in God's presence, and he knows that. And that's what he desperately wants. He wants to be there with the Lord. Mm. We have one scripture in Hosea which tells us just a little bit more about what was going on this night. So, if Amy, if you'd read that.
Sure. It says, in the womb he took his brother by the heel, and in his manhood he strove with God. He strove with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought his favor.
Yes. And so, again, it fleshes it out a little bit more for us. This was a manifestation of Jesus Christ, actually, pre-incarnate Christ. That's who Jacob was wrestling with. And what we need to understand is that for us as believers, Jesus Christ is the one who's revealed God to us. And John 1:18 tells us, no one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. Mm-hmm. And so in Jesus Christ, we come to understand who God is. And as we come to the end of ourselves and dependence on ourselves and acknowledge our sin, we turn to and trust in Jesus Christ, then we can be reconciled to God. And we can be like Jacob and say, I have seen the face of God.
There is so much in this lesson, Connie, and I know Nancy and I are going to be talking about this in just a moment, but I've seen some things in your teaching that I guess I never really noticed before. And what a blessing to be able to have you at the table to teach this.
Oh, well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. I hope all of us can just come to know God more, because he is the one we hold on to.
Yeah, and Genesis is such an important book, ladies. I just encourage you to just sit down sometime and read through the whole thing. It does take a while, but when you break it down lesson by lesson, there's so much meat, and it's so foundational.
God really is teaching us much about how he works in the world. Truly, as we consider this lesson, I just ask us as ladies to consider how God might actually be teaching us through our weaknesses and how he reveals grace to us. And we're just thankful for his account of Jacob and how real it is, this man with sins and flaws, and he wrestled with people, he wrestled with God, and he came to know God and trust him and really be a changed man. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So that's today's lesson in Genesis, and you can find the notes on naomistable.com.